A few years back, President Riccobono and I were lamenting the teacher shortage in Maryland, specifically teachers of blind students. He had the idea to create a program that would help fund the certification of teachers of blind students. I use teachers of blind students instead of teachers of visually impaired, because I do not believe blind people are impaired. I believe drunk people are impaired. Just so you know. So he had the idea to fund a program that would help fund certification of teachers of blind students in exchange for a commitment from them to work in Maryland for some period of time. We then worked to establish a partnership with the Maryland State Department of Education and Louisiana Tech University, and last week, winter, the program was launched. Conchita Hernandez from the Maryland State Department of Education was very instrumental in that program, as was President Riccobono, who took a very hands-on interest. And now Karen Anderson runs that program for us. We have 15 people now enrolled in the program, and next summer we will have 15 new Teachers of Blind Students on the rolls in Maryland. Because in the National Federation of the Blind, when there's a problem, we try to get the people who own the problem to fix it, and when they don't, we do it ourselves. This is our Narrowing the Gap program. We want you to hear directly from the program and its participants. And as I said, Karen Anderson coordinates educational programs at the NFB and oversees this program. Will Klotz, who many of you know, is a member of Greater Baltimore and doing our Spanish translation when we have it at events. Sadiqa El-Salam, who is a newer member of an active, very active of the Sligo Creek chapter. And Aaron Zobel, who to the students in the Narrowing the Gap program is affectionately known as Mom, are the program participants you'll be hearing from today. Please join me in welcoming our Narrowing the Gap program.
Good morning, Federation family. I grew up as a blind student. I don't know if that's an experience any of you can identify with. I didn't grow up here in Maryland, but I did grow up as a blind student. And I think I've been hearing the same thing since I was a kid. I think it's been the same across the country. There's a shortage of teachers of blind students. Has anybody heard this? This has been the reason to not provide our blind students a free, appropriate public education since I was in preschool. I'm a working age adult at this point. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but that's an embarrassingly long time. We're the National Federation of the Blind. Are we going to put up with this?
No.
I didn't think so. President Riccobono didn't think we should. President Othman didn't think we should. Conchita Hernandez didn't think we should. The Maryland State Department of Education didn't think we should. If they're not going to teach our students right, we're going to do it ourselves. The National Federation of the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, and the Maryland State Department of Education got together to form a partnership, and we put together the Narrowing the Gap for Blind Students in Maryland Teacher Preparation Program. Then I had to write that out about 17,000 times over the last year and a half. So, gotten very good at it. We now have 14 teachers from across our state enrolled in the Louisiana Tech University. This is a university program that is informed by the lived experiences of blind people, as well as grounded in research-based pedagogy, with the highest expectations for teachers of blind students of any university program for teachers of blind students. Yeah. This program ensures that graduates, the teachers who are going to be going into the schools and teaching our blind kids, are prepared to help their future students live the lives that they want. These 14 teachers have also been participating in monthly enrichment sessions. Many of them had been virtual. Not all of them have been, and not all of them will be. And this gives them an opportunity to dive a little bit deeper into some of the topics that maybe their courses don't have the opportunity to cover. I don't think any teacher ever feels like they go in totally prepared to start teaching, but we want to give our teachers the best opportunity that they can. We also want them to have an opportunity to hear more from blind people. I am absolutely thrilled to have three of these teachers up here on the stage with me, and I'm also completely thrilled that we have so many of our teachers from this program here in this room and at convention. Can we give them a round of applause, everybody? I really wish we had a chance to hear from all 14 of them. I will say one of them, Andrew, is not able to be here this weekend. He has a really good reason, though. His wife just had a baby yesterday. So I hope that we will be looking forward to welcoming her as a new member of our Federation family. So I want to make sure that we introduce these teachers. So let's go down in order and tell us who you are, where you're from, and then how did you learn about the program and why did you decide to apply?
Hello, my name is Will Klotz, and I'm a member of the Baltimore chapter. I've been a member of the Federation for a few years now, and I help with translation for Spanish-speaking members with Teresa Graham over there. I'm a foreign language teacher in Anne Arundel County. I teach at the school that I went to, so I'm a very much a full circle type person. And I teach in the classroom that I once was a student in, which is really funny. I tell my student that sits in that same desk that I used to sit there, and it's usually a very awkward eye contact after that. But I came across the program because last year, Conchita was lightly pushing me to apply, and I eventually decided that this is just another circle that I want to complete because I feel like I had really good teachers of blind students when I was a student growing up in Anne Arundel County, and so that's just something that I want to pass on to, you know, now that I've taught foreign language at my school, now let's be a TBS in my county.
Good morning. I'm Sadiqua Al-Salam, and I also learned about the program through Conchita. I worked on a teacher toolkit for the state of Maryland, and it was during that time that she said, wow, I wish my students had a teacher like you. And I thought,
muted.
What do you mean, your students? And when I started to look at the gap that exists between what you can earn with and without education when you have a disability, and thought about the fact that I think I'm a universal design teacher who thinks I can teach anyone anything, but my classroom is not accessible if someone were to walk into my classroom that was blind. I felt ineffective. And so I saw that as a challenge to become more educated, and I applied to the program, and to my surprise, I was accepted.
I am Erin Zobel. I am from St. Mary's County down in Southern Maryland. And I learned about the program. They had posted it on our school, our district communication for teachers. And when the opportunity presented itself, I thought back to my experience. I've taught in self-contained classes with students with severe needs. And whenever the vision teacher would come in, or the teacher of blind students would come in, I would want to not teach the rest of the students. I wanted to follow the teacher of blind students and see what he was doing. One of my most beloved things was a little like half sheet of Braille that he had given me that when I moved from the state of California here, was destroyed, and it broke my heart. And so the opportunity presented itself, and I said, you know, I was more interested in his job than I was in mine, so maybe this is where I should be going. And I have plenty of Braille now. We're okay there.
All right, so y'all, what has been your favorite class or activity, or what so far, what has been your favorite part of the program? Whoever wants to start.
So my favorite part so far has definitely been having Casey as a professor. She is hilarious. But I also love the Braille class because I was not taught Unified English Braille. I was taught the Braille that was before that. So I'm like, this is different from what I remember, because I don't use Braille as my medium for reading as an adult. And so I was like, and then I would look at something. I was like, I don't think that's what I remember. And I was like, well, that's what Unified English Braille is now. So
I'm going to say it's very hard to identify a favorite part. I wholeheartedly agree with Will with regards to the quality of education and what Casey brings to our program. But what's made this program probably unique and rich for me is how all the individual pieces come together to make me feel whole, competent. And you should know that we represent probably 15 people that are all Braille readers now, reading above what we're required to read by the end of our first class, reading over 30 words a minute. And our first class has not concluded. But I want to take this time and say, you know, I had an opportunity through my chapter to spend some time at Adult Camp for the Blind. I had an opportunity to be mentored and work with members of my chapter. We had an opportunity for O&M training at NFB. And it was everybody from the staff at the Independence Market to the HVAC man who saw me lost in the hallway, to the dining services, to the people in the offices who didn't even know that they were going to help me when I was lost, to the education, to the chapter, I mean, to all of you that persevere and share your stories and your challenges and your solutions when we're in sessions, or all of those things come together and make this one of my most favorite life experiences. So it's very hard to speak to one particular part. So I'm going to say that, and I'm also going to say thank you times 120.
I don't think it's fair to have to follow that. But so there have been a lot of things. I think if you were to ask me what has been my favorite part, it has been meeting the cohort in person. There is a difference when we meet online and we see each other in classes versus when we're together. And after that first week, our first week together for half of us was under learning shades with a cane, and that bonded us in a very unique way. And so getting to know the cohort and looking at these, even though I'm the mom, Casey, if you're watching, thanks. even though, like, watching everybody and seeing their strengths that they're bringing to the program and to future students that are going to have them as teachers, and seeing what a good thing this is for the state of Maryland to know that this is what their future is going to be. And I just hope that we're able to extend the program beyond this one cohort, because I would love to see teachers of this level all over the country available for students.
I just want to draw attention to something that was mentioned. These teachers are in Braille 1 right now. To pass Braille 1, they have to read at least 30 words a minute.
It's been 10 weeks.
How many blind teachers of blind students do we have who can't read Braille at all? How much are we raising the caliber of teachers of blind students in Maryland? This is going to be amazing. All right. What? I'm going to flip this a little bit. What's been the most challenging, either class or experience or something that's made you really, really nervous or really struggle? What's been the hardest piece so far?
It would have been the hardest challenge had I not been doing this program. Comes actually from my 13-year-old daughter who has a lot of medical problems, and I took her for a well check, and her pediatrician goes, "You need to go get her to an ophthalmologist," like yesterday. At that time we were also studying eye disorders. Come to find out that the doctor was worried about her medical issues having potentially causing blindness. And as a parent, to be able to say, okay, well, I know where to go if I need help. To not have that fear, Casey taught us from day one, people's number one fear is cancer, number two is blindness, and to know, okay, my daughter's 13, if she's going blind, I need to know now so that I can get her in Braille so that she does not lose her love of reading. So it was not a challenge because I knew where to go, I knew what to do, and that, I think, was very empowering and one of the reasons I'm very grateful for this program. And we still don't know what's going on with her. That's kind of the story of her.
Yeah, I'm not crying, you guys. You're crying. Nope.
For me, I would say the most challenging part was our orientation and mobility class, because when I was a student, I didn't receive orientation and mobility services. And I think just letting go of that fear when I'm under learning shades so that I can be successful was very challenging at first. And when we had to walk around the mall, I'm not really much of a mall person to begin with, and having to do that with learning shades was a little more challenging. It was like, what am I going to do at the mall? And I went to the nail salon to sit in the chair and relax for a while, and that was great. But definitely learning about my own blindness through this class has been fascinating, and thinking like, oh, when we learn about blind children, like, I did these things, and some of these things I still do as a blind adult. And I think that, like, introspective is very fascinating, and also challenge you to think about, like, yourself and, like, how you interact with society and how I'll interact with my future students now that I know more about this. And Casey also mentioned our Braille class, you know, when students are learning Braille, we don't learn the formula in which it was made, like how the dots were situated, and we're learning that in our Braille books. And I was like, wow, this is so fascinating. Like, when I was taught Braille, you're just taught this is A, B, C, D, E, and all of the contractions and all the word signs, and then when you look at it, you're like, oh, like it's arranged in a certain pattern that I never even thought about. So that was like... the challenge is learning about blindness and like how I fit into like our bigger NFB family, I guess.
I was stuck once again. If we didn't have the literature in the books, I would swear that some of this Braille was being made up as the class went along. Some of the contractions, you know, that I would think that. But I would say for me, Braille aside, orientation and mobility has been the hardest challenge. And maybe about day two, I was in tears, and I felt like I had all of this sensory information and all of these pieces, but I didn't know how to store it to use it. And I didn't know where I fit in the midst of all of these places I had been to. It was like kind of being lost in space. I knew there was this map, but I didn't know where it was on the map. And every now and again, something new showed up on the map. Or I would discover something and it would be celebrated. And they would say, hey, you found a stairwell. Do you want to go through? And I would say, no. Because that's one more thing that I have to remember on this map. Let me just live with the map that I know and master this map. And then the map can grow. And so that, I think, was hard for me. And I didn't see my breaking point coming. It just kind of snuck up on me. Like, I thought it was all okay until the HVC man asked me what was going on. And then I'm like, I'm crying to a stranger? And, but you know what? I trust the quality of the program and I trust the process. And that's what I kept telling myself. And in less than 15 minutes later, I found this one place that I couldn't find before. And that's my screensaver on my phone. And when things get tough, I always look at that picture of me standing in that room celebrating finding it. Because that was like, that might have been more fulfilling than walking the stage getting my master's degree trying to find it, you know? It was like learning to walk again.
All right. So one of these teachers is already teaching. Well, we have a couple of our teachers in the Narrowing the Gap program who are already teaching our blind kids. And they're very lucky blind kids. And the rest of these teachers will be beginning to teach in the fall of 2023. So I want to ask you guys, if you're already teaching, what are you enjoying most about what you're doing now? If you're not teaching yet, what are you looking forward to most? And then is there any last little thing you want to add for our members?
Okay, I'll go first. So I'm one of the teachers that's currently teaching and working as a teacher of the blind in Prince George's County Public Schools. And one of the things that I enjoy most is from the moment I joined my department, I was recognized and validated as a person of value and quality because of the preparation that I've had, not even have gone halfway through the program. But that is one of my favorite parts, not for just for me to be valued, but to know that people in the field feel like I have something of quality to bring to the students in the classroom and the teachers and the families that have to support those students. Because it's a lot that we have to learn and do and juggle. But to know that it's applicable and it's a value and you're kind of getting at least some of it right, that feels good.
So I am currently not in a position of being a teacher of blind students. I am a special education teacher. I have been for years. But I happen to have a blind child on my caseload this year. And so I get a lot of questions sent my way from the general education teachers. How do we? And so I've been able to answer them because of my training, and I look forward to opening up a world for these kids. Just recently getting some tech to a student and watching her, like, I came in, I said, hey, we got this book pushed out to you, you can go ahead and read it, and like she ran to her tech to start listening to her book that she was so excited about. And just opening up that world to this child that it hadn't been there before. That's what I'm looking forward to, is opening up the world in ways these kids didn't have the opportunity to before.
I am in the general education classroom currently. I'm a Spanish and German teacher. So this will be my last year in the classroom. Kind of sad, kind of excited. But I'm most looking forward to traveling around the county, learning who our students are, and serving students that genuinely need us. that can make learning accessible and make them not hate school, right? Like, there have been plenty of times where I was in a program and some things were not accessible and it meant that I didn't like it. And so we don't want to put, we want them to think that education is a catalyst for them to be successful and do something great. And I think when we can provide that accessibility, that they can achieve that and not just cut out education because it was not accessible or it was hard or that they thought something negative about it. And I think that's what I'm most looking forward to do.
Federation family, these teachers give me hope. These teachers give me hope that families of blind kids will no longer hear that Braille is hard for their kids to learn. These teachers give me hope that the next generation of blind kids is going to grow up with teachers who truly, actually believe in the capabilities of their students, and hope that the blind students in Maryland are going to grow up knowing that it's respectable to be blind because they will have grown up surrounded by blind role models. You guys, these teachers are going to be absolute powerhouses in their own right. I think we've seen that today. This is just the tip of the iceberg. But we don't expect them to do this all by themselves, do we, Federation family? Can we count on all of us in this room, all of the members of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, to support these teachers, to encourage these teachers and their students and their families to answer the questions that these teachers are going to have, because they can't know everything? And most importantly, to welcome them into our Federation family. I absolutely believe that we can. We like to have things be started here in Maryland. Bell Academy, anybody? Yeah. I didn't even plant her in the front there. It's perfect. We would love to have this program end up being a pilot program. Like Aaron said, we would love to have teachers of blind students across the country who are this well trained. So if you happen to be here from another affiliate and you're interested in this, you can see how well it's working here. So congratulations. Thank you to all of our teachers. Congratulations to all of you who are here and those of you who couldn't be. And we cannot wait to see you at next year's convention and the convention after that and the convention after that and the convention after that. Thank you all so much.